Come, gather round. You who is me, pull up a chair. There's a plush velveteen one to my left and a well-worn loved one to my right. This seat at the table is our birthright. I know you're ashamed. I know you feel unworthy. Me too. But the universal family says we deeply belong, we to each other and us to this table, this circle of siblings and friends, of ancestors and of generations to come. There is no shame at this meal, no blame. Only us in all our messiness, raising our truth-telling teacups to conjure courage. We whose response to frustration and chaos was once self-hatred, whose urge was once to starve, slash, sedate, and purge. We who tediously, tentatively, tenderly practice each day to fully inhabit these beautiful sacks of bones and blood. Embodied, empathic, earthly bodies in self-doubt and pain, you are seen. We who sit here before this abundance, we look back from where we've come. Hindsight vision, 2020, in the rearview mirror. And miraculously, we can see the gifts, despite the devastating horror. We who gather, who still have our breath, whose lungs haven't succumbed to a virus, whose arteries still pulse despite the age-old boot print of systemic hate upon our necks, whose voice boxes still make sound, whose invocations even yet resound. Let us sit round this table and pray for all we've lost and all we must mourn. We are gathered here to use our breath, voices, and stories, our tales, poetry, cries, and wails, to honor the past and co-create our future. We who still have our breath, let us conspire. Con together, spire we breathe. Let us breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Let the belly soften. Let the breath soothe our rattled nerves and ripple outward to tend a fritzed and aching world. You, me, we are important, perfect parts of the larger whole. As above, so below. Let us bend down and touch the ground with humility and rise up, raising our arms with dignity. We who have our breath, let us co-narrate new futures for individual bodies, for the collective body. Let us imagine new and bright landscapes where we, each of us, feels at home, safe and secure in our skin bodies, in our social bodies. Thank you for circling as kin, for staring down our suffering and sadness, for taking steps toward healing. You are me and I am you. We need each other. Let us toast with appreciation and gratitude for the selfsame breath that threads us. To all those gathered, past, present, and future, together let us breathe ourselves and our ailing world back to life, in its beauty and terror both.